Okay, we're picking up with Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're at the very last three words, with the words Midami Le'ula, just to remind ourselves what we're discussing. So we discussed that maybe I would have said that, again, the whole question we've been doing with the last few Dapim already is, why do I need the Gzera Shava Valea Lea to teach you that two sisters, that it's Asar, if Reuven's married to Sarah and Shimon is married to Rachel, her sister, that if Shimon dies, that you're not shy to do Yibum with the sister of your current wife. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's an erva? An erva is not mutter, even in the case of the mitzvah of Yibum. So the Gemara suggested that maybe we have the concept of Kevan de Hutra Hutra, which he brought a raya for, with the fact that maybe a Metzora, who is a Balkari, is allowed to violate the Isra, say at least, of not going into the camp. And so maybe over here, this should also be similar to that case, and what we'll say, Kevan de Hutra Hutra, is that since the uprusion of the fact that a man is never allowed to marry his brother's wife, that's an Isra Dereisa, which is an Isra Karis, and we uproot that halacha for the sake of Yibum, that is what every classical case of Yibum is. So too, I'll say that you can extend that and say that the second Isra is also not applicable, of that being the fact that she is also your wife's sister. So I just said that both Isurim are dropped. So the Gemara now deflects that as a possible answer, because the Gemara says, "Mi dami l'de'ula." Is this really similar? And the end of Zayin Amabez right now, is that really similar to the case of Ula? Turning on to Chesem Rav. Now, Tenach hecha denasa meis ve'achar nasa chai. So now I understand where the brother who eventually died married his first wife, and afterwards he married the brother who is living, married her sister, so that the Avama was originally usher to the Avan on the fact that it was being the brother's wife, and then she became subject to another Isser, the Hainu, the fact that when they were then married, then they became an Achos Ishto. Demigo deshtari Isser Isha Ach, because then I could argue that since at the end of the day, the brother's wife's Isser is lifted for the sake of Yibum, then Ishtari Nami Isser Achos Isha, and also the wife's sister's Isser, which was added later, is also going to be removed, and that would correspond to Ula's case, in the case of a Metzora, who's Tvul Yom, who also has the additional Isser added on to him afterwards, which would be the case where he became a Baal Keri on the eighth day. Ela Nasa Chai, Vachach Nasa Meis. But what about the case where the first brother, the one who's living, he married his wife, and afterwards the brother, Vachach Nasa Meis, and afterwards the brother eventually died, he married her sister, Isser Achas Isha Kadim. The wife's sister, Isser, took place first, and the brother's wife was added after that. Point. So, if that's the case, there's no basis for assuming in that case the wife's Isser should be lifted when the wife's Isser was originally first. The second Isser of Yibum should not be uprooting an Isser that already took place beforehand. It has to be in that consecutive order. First, it has to be removing the Isser of Ishas, of the fact that it's Achos. It's Ishto of your Ishis Ach, that it's the wife of your brother. And once uproot that, maybe I can uproot the second one. But this is in the reverse order, so there'd be no issue for Ula. And the Gemara says even further, Avafilu Nasa Meis Namin. And even in the situation in the first case where we said it was the Tanach, where the brother eventually died, he married his wife first. That case also is not a completely similar to Ula, because Tanach Hecha Denasa Meis, Umeis Vachak Nachzachai. That, the case where a brother who eventually died, he married his wife and then died, and after his death, the other brother married her sister. So then you could argue, because she was already shayach to have Yibum with that person, with Reuven, because Reuven wasn't married yet to his sister. So then I could have argued, Dechazel Le Bene Bene. So then the person was fit to marry the Yavam between the brother's death and marriage her sister. Based on Ula's reasoning, I would say that the mitzvah of Yibum kicked in, and then Mimela, the Isha Isha Ach, maybe also should be able to kick in. Ela Nasa Meis, below Meis. However, the situation where the brother who died, he married his wife and didn't die immediately, and then afterwards, the person who's still the living brother, he married the sister, so then again, Reuven married Sarah, and then afterwards, Shimon marries Rachel, and in the case where Shimon marries Rachel, Reuven's the one who dies. In that case, where Reuven is still, if Reuven was alive at the time, and they were both living at the time, and they were married, and then Reuven dies, Lois Chazalei Klai, there was no time where the person who's now going to be the potential Yavama was ever Shayach, because she's already in the Erva category when the mitzvah of Yibum kicks in. When Reuven now dies, she's immediately in Erva of the Isser of marrying two sisters. So in that case, wouldn't Mimi Modil Ula, in that case, wouldn't Ula himself say that that's not going to be the halacha with regards to Metzora? That if what? What would be the parallel example? The Gemara fleshes it out. Shimra Kari Balayel Shmini. Now if a person sees a similar omission the night before the eighth day, when is it shayach that a Metzora is allowed to bring his karbanos? Only on the eighth day itself. But the night before, he's not shayach to bring karbanos. They're not considered ra'oi. That's a That's what we see then. So now, according to Ula, Shein Machnis Yadav Lebonos, he may not put his hands into the Beis Hamikdash on the eighth day to do it, because in that case, if you saw Kari the night before, Shalayata Bashashi Ruli Lavi Bakor, but he never had a moment. Only when daytime arrives is he going to have a moment which is Shayach, and when it comes, Alos HaShachar kicks in on the eighth day, then you could say he's shayach to bring his karbanos because he's v'yotzei. However, if it was a previous night, he was never had the heter at any point to come and bring his body into the azara. So we see that Ula was specifically talking about the eighth day. It's doing like that in the Mishnah. And therefore, Ula would agree that it was the night before. In the parallel case, we would say, is that Reuven was already married to Sarah, and Shimon was already married to her sister Rachel. So in those examples, then when Reuven dies, you can never say that there's a mitzvah of Yibam at all. And Ula wouldn't even say, Kevan to Hutra Hutra. So the Gemara says, maybe you're right, but still, it would be necessary for the case, one of the cases we did mention, Elik Itzrech Alea, Hecha did Nasa Meis, Umeis Achakach Nasa Chai. So in Kufa, that case where the brother who eventually died, he married his wife, so Reuven marries Sarah, and then Reuven dies. And after his death, Vachan Nasa Chai, so then after his death, Shimon decides to marry Rachel, the sister of Sarah. So in that example, Sarah was already shy after the mitzvah of Yibum. And in that example, I could have argued, like Ula says, Kevan to Hutra Hutra. So now we actually have an example of a maskana over here, that the Gemara keeps that answer, and we finally have an answer after like five dapim of trying to figure this out. We finally have an answer of why you have Alea Alea, to teach you the case where you have Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven was married to Sarah, and Reuven's married to Sarah, and Reuven dies. So now Sarah is shayach to do Yibum, and Reuven dies without having children, obviously. So now Sarah is shayach to do Yibum with Shimon, and Shimon wasn't married to anybody yet. Then Shimon goes ahead and decides to marry Rachel, the sister of Sarah. In that case, he's created upon himself the Isser Daraisa, where now he no longer can do Yibum because of the fact that now Sarah is a sister of Rachel. So now you have two different Isserim Dereis, and not just that in fact it was the brother's wife, but also the fact that a 2-year Isser Dereis marrying two sisters. So I would have thought that this case would be like the case of Ula, that we say Kevan to Hutra Hutra, that now, since we're permitting the mitzvah of doing Yibam, which is an Isser Erva, marrying a brother's wife, so too we'll also drop the other Isser, because it came afterwards. It came after the fact with the Isser of marrying two sisters. That came after the fact that the mitzvah of Yibam kicked in. And in that case, I would have thought you would be allowed to marry two sisters in that case. And I need the drush of Alei Alei to teach you that's not the case, that you're not allowed to. We finally came out with an answer. Now the Gemara gives another explanation. Vibay Simar Kinei, another answer. Asya Behekesha Midrebi, or we could have derived Midrebi Yona. That we could have had a hekesh through what Rabbi Yonah teaches us. What does Rabbi Yonah teach us? That a wife's sister is mutter when she comes to a man for Yibam. Amar Rabbi Yonah v'itim Rav Huda b'reid Rav Yoshua. Amar kra. Ki kol asher yaseh mikol tov v'zeilav v'nichrasu. This pasuk is in Sefer Vayikra when it's talking about all the Yisrael Arayos. So the pasuk says that we learn from here that anybody commits any of these Isurim, he's going to be a chayav karis. A hekesh is when usually things are juxtaposed to each other, written in similar context, so then we can learn the same halachas from one to the other. This is not a binyan av. It's not like we have the common denominator type of limud. Rather, it's just saying that once things are mentioned next to each other in conjunction with each other, so we can assume that they have the same halachas. We have a hekesh to all of the irayos, and in one of the irayos that's mentioned of that, that's an Isser Karis, is marrying one's brother's wife. So then I could have learned from the hekesh, ma'ish is ach sharia. Just like the brother's wife is permitted when you have the mitzvah of Yibum, so too all other arayos are dropped, and therefore I would have said that this case is going to also be mutter when it comes to any Isser Erva. Not just, now we're excluding that. We would have thought any Isser Erva is dropped when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum. And Rashi says, what do you mean? Why would you assume that that's the same case? When it comes to your brother's wife, in that example, that's only one Isser Dereis of an Erva. Here, you'd be having two Isser Dereis. It'd be your brother's wife and another Erva to you, whether if it's your daughter, or if it's another Erva, if it's an Erva of two sisters. That's another Isser Dereisa. So says Rashi, V'achatrei Yisurei, Ein Mashivan Al HaKesh, V'achatrei Yisurei. Now that there's a concept, Ein Mashivan Al HaKesh, even if there's a Pircha, that even if there's one Chumra, that only is the type of question that we mentioned. That's why it's fundamentally different than Binyan Av. When you have a Binyan Av and you have a Pircha, you have one type of, one section of the Limud has a specific halacha to it when you're trying to derive A from B and Binyan Av, and A has a Chumra in it, so you then can't say, you can't learn a Binyan Av from A from B. However, when it comes to Ekesh, it's not the case. If there's certain Chumras between A that don't apply in B, it doesn't matter. We could still learn the halachas from A to B. We can use it. That's a special halacha. And halacha much we've seen when it comes to a Hekesh. So that's what I thought. So therefore, I need Kasav Rachmana Aleha. The Hazak says, Aleha, which we had with regards to a wife's sister, to teach us that it is usur. And by comparing the other arayas to wife's sister, we have the hekesh that Mamela learn all other arayas also are going to be fundamentally usur to do yibum with, not just the two sisters being able to be married to the same guy. All other isur arayas would also be problematic when it comes to doing yibum. Only in the case where it's no arayas would you be allowed to do yibum. So now the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha Medifti the Ravina. Rav Acha Medifti said to Ravina, Michti. But let's analyze this. Kol Arayas, all other Arayas, Ikal Akshune la Eishas Ach. They can be being understood that they could have a hekesh to the brother's wife, who's permitted in the context of Yibum. Vika Lekshu la Achos Isha. Or they could also be compared to a hekesh of the wife's sister, who's Usher in the case of Yibum. Now we've just taken out two halachas after two settings, but they're both going to be, in the end of the day, they're going to be two different halachas that at the end of the day, one of them can be Mekel with and one of them can be Mutter with. My Chaz is the Akesh la Achos Isha. So why would he make a hekesh between all the other Isra Arayas to the wife's sister and conclude from there that it would be Usher to the Yibum with any of this Isra Arayas? Maybe you should use it, actually, to the classic example of Yibum, which is through the brother's wife, and say that they're fundamentally going to be permitted in the context of doing Yibum. So therefore, and so then I would be able to learn from there that it would be mutter to do Yibum with any Isser Erva. So it says the Gemara, two possible answers. Ibais Ema, two different answers. You could say, Lekula vechumra, lechumra makshina. We have a special halacha when we have a hekesh to either learn halacha from the same type of halachas that were mentioned in juxtaposed to them. You can learn it either to be mekel, to be lenient, or to be machmer, to be more stringent. You should learn it. We have a concept that we learn, lechumra makshinan. There was a special halacha makshinan mesina that we learn the hekesh only lechumra. That's the general rule with regards to hekesh. So that's answer number one. Or, Ibais Ema, give a second answer. Halacha trei isrei. What's more comparable? I have a hekesh between an iser erva, which is two isers. Again, you're uprooting the mitzvah of eshes ach, which is going to be mutter. Fine, that's mutter in the case of yibum. But you have another iser erva over here, and that's like the case of two sisters. That two sisters, if Reuben was married to Sarah and dies, and Shimon was married to her sister Rachel, so then we learn again, Shimon can't do yibum with Sarah. So that's two different iser deraisas you'd be uprooting. One is the eshes ach. Okay, the Torah tells you explicitly you can do that by yibum. There's another iser deraisa of marrying two sisters that we don't uproot. So here also, it comes to Isra Erva, Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter, and now Reuven dies. So now Shimon, if he was marrying his daughter, obviously couldn't imagine such a thing, but Maisa, if Shimon's daughter theoretically would be mutter to be married to him, you'd be uprooting two Isra Deraisas, right? You'd be married, uprooting the Isra of Eishes Ach, your brother's wife, and you'd also be uprooting the Isra Deraisa of a person being with his daughter. So that would not be, that's two different Isra's. V'hacha Trei Isra, in the case of Yavama, who is in the case of the other Arayos, that's also two Isra's. It makes sense, they're more similar to learn the halachas in the case where you have two isers to the case of you have two isers. Aval hacha chada isra. But here in the case of an ordinary brother's wife, there's only one iser, v'trei mechada le'afinan. The iser v'eishas ach is only one iser deraisa that you're uprooting to do yibum. So I should learn from here that we should learn the case of one iser deraisa to the case of one which you don't have. And the case of here, which you have two iser deraisas, you should learn that from all other arayas that it should be usher to do yibum. So we give two very legitimate reasons why you not be able to do that. So therefore, we gave an explanation why you need that answer. Now the Gemara gives a whole different explanation over here, according to Rava. According to Rava now, Rava fundamentally is going to disagree with the previous answers that we're going to mention. He doesn't accept the first answer that we would have thought that the brother wife was usher with regards to any iser erva, and is also lifted, meaning that kevan de hutra hutra, since we removed the iser, that we're going to remove two iser, and because he rejects the concept that when it's permitted to do one iser, the other iser is automatically included. Rava disagrees with Ula, he disagrees with Ula's drasha. And Rava's also going to disagree, the Tosfos point this out. Rava's also going to agree with the second answer that we just gave on Rabbi Yonah's Hekesh, because to compare all other Isurim to Arayas, because he holds that since the Hekesh is mentioned in the context of many different Isurim, it links Arayas to each other only with regard to the rules that are going to be more restrictive, like the Lacha that's only going to be Chayav Mehara, Rashi says, like just a partial Bia, not a full complete action of relations. That case, the Gemara's going to learn later, that you're going to be Chayav. In that case, the Hekesh doesn't lick the Arayos with regards to the exceptions to the rule, so therefore you can't use the Hekesh either. So Rava is coming to disagree with the answer we just suggested before, and therefore he says, Erva lo tzricha kra, the Erva herself does not need a pasuk that she's excluded from Yibum. Meaning, Alea Alea, you're right, the sister that she can't do Yibum is Pasha. However, to in Asidokha lo tzricha, because Rava is saying, and he's disagreeing with the concept we had before, Lefi Rashi for sure, that the original assumption that you could have an Isra, you could have a mitzvah that say that Docha lo tzricha kara, says Rava, no, that's Pasha, that it would not be the case that you can be do that. So Kitzrich Kras is, where do I need the pasuk? Lemeisar Tzara, to say that it's Asr for the wife, the co-wife, and an Erva to also be Asr to the Yavam. Right? When it comes to the pasuk with regard to a wife's sister, it says, "V'isha el achosa letikach litzror legalos ervasa aleha bechaleah." You should not take a woman in addition to her sister and her sister, right? So to make them rival tzaros, to cover nakedness upon her lifetime. That's what the pasuk means. And we explain on Gimel Amud Beis that the word Alea has the Xera Shava to the idea of Yibum, and teaches us that the Iser of a wife and her sister applies even in the situation of Yibum. So what's the lesson of Litzror? Litzror, Rava is learning out that Litzror is teaching us that Yibum in a situation of Tara is also going to be Aser. Rava is saying that the whole purpose of this pasuk of Alea is not to teach you what the wife's sister herself is Aser. We know that. That's Pashut. Because it does not Doche a Lav Sheish Bukaris. Rather, the whole limud is to teach you that the tzara is going to be usher also, that the person has no relation to whatsoever is also going to be. So again, Reuven was married to two wives. Reuven was married to Rachel and to Leah. Right? Reuven was married to Rachel and to Leah. And Shimon is married to Sarah, the sister of only Rachel. So Leah is not related at all to anybody here. But yeah, so, and then Reuven dies. So to tell me that, how do I know that Sarah is not able to do even with Shimon? Only Rachel in this example is Leah should be able to do Yibum with Shimon's wife. Why can't she? Because she's a Tzara. How do I know that we say that she's Aser? Because of this limud over here, this Gzira Shava. So now the Gemara says, Ve'erva lo tzricha krav. Is it really true that the Erva itself does not need a pasuk to teach you that she's not able to do Yibum? V'ha'atanya, don't you learn on Gimel Mabez? The Aleah is teaching you only Elahi. I've learned that Aleah, that only that the wife's sister herself is excluded from Yibum. This implies that Aleah is needed to teach you that exclude the Erva herself to do the mitzvah, the itzer of Yibum. That's what the Bryce itself implied, according to Rava. How is he going to deal with that? So the Gemara says, Mishum Tarasa. The Bryce really means in a Hanami because of her co-wife, that it's really introducing the concept of a co-wife, and that's what's going to be what the limud is. The Gemara says, wait a second, V'haktani, the Bryce also further stated that Eli Elahin, I've said only these arayos themselves are going to be excluded from Yibum. This implied again that we needed to learn the word of Aleah, that they should be usher in the context of Yibum. And where's the Rava persists? Rava says no. Mishum Tzara Sein. Rava says no. That again, it's only because of the hamshik, the idea of the co-wife. However, the pasuk itself is not needed to exclude the wife's sister. It's pasuk she's an erva. Pasuk she would not be chayav in yibum. Rava says tashma. So now another kasha on Rava based on the brisa. The brisa says Rabbi Omer velakach ulakcha. The pasuk says with regards to yibum, you should take, and we learned also and take her. Why is it ulakach velakach velakcha viyava miyavama? The Yabim, and instead of perform, you perform Yibum with her, meaning that the Pasuk has the mitzvah of Yibum. It says that the Yavam, Yavama, take her as a wife, right? And then you should also then do the mitzvah of Yibum. So Rebbe is learning out that the last two references to her seem extra. Apparently, the Pasuk just means to exclude somebody from Yibum, because the word of her is the Aleha is seemingly extra. So the Gemara says, what does Rebbe do? La'asar tzaros va'arayos. So then, this Bryce says that this is coming to exclude the co-wife and the arayos when they come before a man for Yibum. We see that the pasuk is necessary to teach you that arayos are usher in the context of Yibum. Now, what does Rava do with that? Again, Rava is saying it's never a pasuk, that there was no need for a pasuk, because in Echanami, you don't need a pasuk to teach you an erva is usher in the context of Dibum Yibum. Here we have a Bryce again that says seemingly explicitly that they're not, I would have thought that you're shayach to Yibum. So the Gemara says, Ima, so say that Rabbi means that la'esor tzaros shel arayos, to forbid the co-wives of the arayos when they fall before men for Yibum, not the co-wives of the arayos, rather, a pasuk is not for the arayos themselves, but the tzaros of the arayos. But Rabbi cites two psukim as a source for his limud. My love, chai la'erva chalasar, doesn't imply that one of them was for the erva herself is excluded from the concept of Yibum, and the second one is to us or the co-wife. I agree with you, one of them is for the co-wife, but one of them is for the erva herself. Again, why do you need the pasuk for the erva herself? So Rabbi responds here also, lo, idi litzara, both of them refer to the co-wife. Chad, the meser tzara b'malkum mitzvah. One pasuk is to forbid the co-wife in the sending of doing a mitzvah of Yibum. V'chad, the mishrei tzala, shalom b'malkum mitzvah. And the other one comes to permit the co-wife outside the setting of the mitzvah of Yibum. The second pasuk is needed only to teach for the situation where the tzara of an erva is usher when it falls before Yibum together with the erva. But if the man's erva and another woman are previously married to someone else, right? So let's say, let's say again, Sarah and Leah were married to a random person who was not related to them. Sarah and Leah are married to Issachar, and Issachar dies, and then Sarah and Sarah, let's say, was an erva to Shimon, who's going to be the one who's going to do Yibum. So then, in that example, let's just get it clear. Issachar was married to Sarah and Leah. Sarah is the daughter of Shimon. So Leah decides to then marry Reuven, and then Issachar dies. Leah then decides to marry Reuven, the brother. So if Leah marries Reuben the brother, she's not related at all, but she was at one point, she was also a co-wife, she was also a tzara in regards to the fact that she was married together to Yisachar. But Yisachar's dead, he's out of the picture now, and Leah, who's not married related at all, marries Reuben. Now if Reuben dies, so is Sarah allowed to do Yibum? So the answer is yes. That based on this limud we're having over here, that she is allowed to do Yibum, because the fact that she at one point was co-wife and she was a tzara, when she was married to Yisachar, was totally not related to any of their brothers, and it wasn't Shayach, okay, who cares that would be the case, that would be a problem. So that's the Mishrei Tzara, Shalom Makom Mitzvah, in that example that we gave, Leah would be totally allowed to be married to Shimon in that example, to do Yibum if Reuven dies, without children. So Gemara says, my time, what's the reasoning? We have Malcolm Yibum who the Asira Tzara. Only the card doing it with Yibum Tzara, Shalom Malcolm Yibum Sharia Tzara. That with regards to, only in the case of Yibum Erva is going to be Asir. However, if they were co-wives, the Tzara was a co-wife when they were married to Yisachar, was totally unrelated, not in the picture, then it's going to be permitted. And that's what Rashi says, Yibum Dekra Yisira via Vama. We learn out, Hachim Malcolm Vyavama who Damina Lach Miyuta, Vilacha Tamiya Tzara, Haval Shalom Malcolm Yibum, Kikon Tzara's Pita, Menachri Sharia. That's going to be Mutter. That's what Rashi fleshes out. The example that I gave, hopefully you're able to understand that. Now the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi. So now we actually are going to bring a raya for Rava. Masnisa Nami Daika, we actually, the Mishnah itself, to be Maduyak, like Rava, the Ketani, we learn in the Mishnah, Chamesh Yishrei Nashim Pochos Tarasim, 15 women exempt their co-wives from the mitzvah of doing Yibum, and obviously even Chalitza, they don't have to do either one. So it says the Chalitza and Yibum. The Gemara, V'ilah Pochos Uptoros Loktani. It doesn't say V'ilah Pturos Uptoros Loktani. It doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't teach that they themselves are exempt, and they also exempt their co-wives, but mentioned specifically only the exemption of the co-wives themselves, that the tzaros. Shmami, let me learn from here, that the chiddush is that co-wives are exempt, but it's not necessary to teach that the arayos themselves are going to be exempt. You don't need to teach you that, that's pashut. The Mishnah didn't even bother telling you that, because we don't need a special limit to teach me that'd be the case. Now says the Gemara, Maishna erva delo tzricha kha. So why is it special with regards to erva herself that you don't need a pasuk according to Rava? Why according to Rava, you say that she's asur the yibum? Why is it pashut? The in essay, docha losa say sheish bokaris. So then, so the Gemara says, when Tzara Nami Lotivakar, why do I need a pasuk by a Tzara? A co-wife is also going to be an Isser Karis. Mishum de'in esedoche lo seshishi pekaris. We could have said that there's an Isser Karis over here, as Rashi explains, that we learn from Litzror, that teaching you that a Tzara's wife is also just like the wife herself, and Alea is teaching you that it applies even in the context of Yibum. But Litzror is teaching you that it's a Tzara is going to be an Isser Daraisa, which we're learning out is even an Isser Karis to do Yibum. So therefore, the mitzvah of Yibum should not have any havamina to override this mitzvah according to Rava. So Kash and Rava again, why do I need a pasuk for the tzara? That's also an Isser Daraisa, Sheish Bokaris. Amar Le Rav Acha Brei Ravim LaRavina Halchi Karmina Mishmei DeRava. This is what they said in the name of Rava. Tzara Nami Lo Yitzricha Krab. That right, the Tzara itself doesn't need a pasuk to teach you that she's usher if a man before falls before if she falls before a man for Yibum. Now I'm turning on to the next. Someone now on Chesamad Beis. When do I need the pasuk to teach you? To permit the co-wife outside the setting of Yibum. As the example we gave before. That we would learn from there, that the fact that we learned from the Torah, this whole chiddush, that it's mutter outside the context of Yibum. My time, what's the reasoning? How do we get to this? Amar Kura, Aleah, it says Aleah, which applies, Makom Aleah, Hu Da'asira. Only when it's Aleah, which is in the case of Yibum, only in this case, is the co-wife of an Erva going to be Asir. However, Shalom Aleah, Shariyav, outside the context of the co-wife of an Erva, it's going to be permitted. As we gave the example before, where you had the woman who then remarries there were two wives who were married to Yisachar. And then, again, so we had these two wives who were married to Yisachar, and then the one who was, they were, one of them was the daughter of Shimon, and the other one was not related at all to Shimon, and that one who was not related at all decides to, when after Yisachar dies, decides to marry Reuven. And then Reuven dies without any children. So then, in that example, so then this lady is allowed to marry, the Shimon, and she would not be considered an erva, even though she at one point was a tzara to Shimon theoretically, because she was married, co-wife, she was a tzara, she was a co-wife of Shimon's daughter, but it wasn't in any context of doing Yibum, so therefore, we learn over there, you don't need a pasuk at all to learn that there's an Isser of Yibum, since Litzur comes to teach you that a koif is Asr, even by Isser Karis. It's just Aleah teaching you that there is a mitzvah in the context of Yibum, if they weren't related, that it's going to be mitzvah according to Rava. So the Gemara is a kach, Amar Le Rami Bar Chama Le Rava. Ema, when can I say that this Alacha Erva Gufay Shalom Melkom Mitzvah Tishrei? Maybe we could say, according to reasoning, that the Erva herself should be permitted outside the context of a mitzvah of Yibum. Meaning you learn Aleah teaching you that specifically the Isser only kicks in when Yibum. So then I can learn from there that teaching you that the Isser of the wife's sister also only in the context of Yibum. The word Aleah maybe be teaching only Yibum and in other contexts it would be Mutter. V'lav kav, so Rabbi responds, what kind of argument is that? V'lav kav v'chomer, isn't it a kav v'chomer, makom mitzvah asirin? In the context of a mitzvah, the erva is going to be asir. Shalom makom mitzvah, sharia, you're going to tell me in the context without a mitzvah, then it's going to be Mutter to marry two sisters of Adanish. So says the Gemara, Amar Le, Tzara Tuchiyach. No. Rami Bar Chama responds, though, that the case of the Koaif will demonstrate that you're even a flaw in your argument, though, because the Vimalkam mitzvahs are Vimalkam Basira, very in the context of Yibum, where Shimon's daughter was married to Reuven. So we have Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah, Rachel was the daughter of Shimon, and Leah was not related at all, and Reuven dies without any children. So Leah is pater, she's considered a tzara of, because Rachel was the daughter of Shimon. So that is Vimalkam Basira. Vishlam Makasari, yet if these same Rachel and Leah were married to Yisachar, and Yisachar dies, and Rachel again was the daughter of Shimon, so she's not getting married to Reuven. So the other Leah decides to get married to Reuven. So in that context, when Reuven dies with children, Leah's taka mutter to do Yibum. So there, I could say the same thing about the Erva herself. Maybe that it's going to be mutter outside the context of the mitzvah. So says the Gemara, Amar Leah, so Rava responds back to Amar Chama, Aleh Amar Kra Bechayea. Because of your argument, the pasuk has to go out of its way to say Bechayea, specifically to teach you in her lifetime, which is teaching you that in her lifetime seems to be extra, which is teaching you Kol Shebechayea, is teaching the lesson that the sister is usher in all circumstances during the wife's lifetime, no matter who, if it's a mitzvah, it's an Amal Kamitzvah, in all circumstances it's going to be usher. So the Gemara says, "Hi, bechaya mi baye le lemutich lachar misa." The phrase of bechaya teaching you is needed to exclude the time after the wife's death from the iser. Unlike other arayos, the wife's sister is mutter after the wife's death. So bechaya is coming to teach you. You can't learn it. It's not available to darshan out that the wife's sister is also during her lifetime. It's needed to teach you that this specific halacha is only actually when the wife is alive. If the wife dies, you're allowed to marry the sister. So says the Gemara, "Ha'o meviisha alachosa nafka." You're right, but that exclusion is able to be learned out from you should not take a woman in addition to her sister. And the washing of alachosa in addition to her sister implies that the iser is enforced only as long as the first wife is alive, but not after her death. So then Bechayah, we go back to Bechayah, which is the lashon of Bechayah, is extra. And I can learn from that that the Isser is even in the non-Yibum context when she is alive. That's what we'd be able to learn from here, according to Rava. So Rav Bar Chama asks another kasha, though, even if Isha Lachosa, but if you're learning it out from a woman in addition to her sister, Havi Amina, so then Nisgar Shasharia would have said the first wife is divorced, her sister is going to be permitted, since the second marriage is not really an additional to the first one. Tamalomar Bechaya, Kol Shebechaya. Therefore, the pasuk is needed to say in her lifetime, which is teaching you during the woman's lifetime, the Afagav, the Nisgar Shalom, to teach us that even though the wife was divorced, her sister is not permitted, and she is permitted only after the wife's death. Since the pasuk is teaching you this halacha, how do you know that even during the wife's lifetime, the iser is going to apply anywhere other than the context of Yibum? Again, kasha and Rava. So therefore, the Gemara has to mention Ela Amar Ravuna Bar Tachlit Rav Shmuel Rava. This limud will help us answer this question. Shrei Krei Ksiva, that two psukim are mentioned with regards to a wife's sister. Ksiv Isha Lachos Elotirach Litzruar. So that we learn from the first pasuk teaches you that a woman should not take an additional woman to her sister to make them tsaros. So, right, and the plural of litzror is in the plural to make them rivals implies that both the wife and her sister are going to be tsaros, are going to be usher. Uchsev lagalos ervasa dechada mashma. It says lagalos erva. Ervasa, rather, to uncover her nakedness in the plural of her, like all this ervasa, her, implies it's only a singular. Only one of them is usher. How, Ketzer, how does this work? That b'malko mitzvah stand usher. So right, that indicates of the mitzvah, both of them are, the wife and the sister are going to be usher because she's a tzara of the lady. Again, Reuben was married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Leah is the daughter of Shimon, so then Rachel's pashut usher. That's the case, that's the first one, that's the case of mitzvah. However, shalomakam mitzvah, servat chosam mutaris, outside the context of mitzvah, if they were married to somebody else, then the other one decides to marry Reuben, in that case he would be allowed to do the Yibum. So Gemara says, ipuchana, but maybe I can have the counter drasha. Bimokam mitzvah, he vasturat chosam mutaris. Then the context of the mitzvah, the wife's sister is usher, and her co-wife is going to be permitted. That's what I would have learned. And shalomakam mitzvah, stand usher, but after the context of the mitzvah, both of them are going to be usher. Why did I learn by the mitzvah, it should be mutter? So Gemara says, imkein lo yomar aleah. If so, the pasuk should not have said aleha. If the Torah had not written Aleah, then we would have been have this contradiction. Since the word Aleah must be included to teach us Allah, we must learn that Litzror makes them to teach us that not only in the circumstances even, but even elsewhere it's going to be Usher as well. That's how Rashi explains it. So the Gemara says now another question though. Amar Rav Ashi Rav Kehana, Mimai Dahai Aleah Liyisura. On what basis are we assuming the word Aleah is going to be a Lashon that teaches you that's specifically going to be more Machmir on the Tzara to teach you that the Tzara is also Usher to do Yibum? Maybe it's also going to be a mutter. It's going to tell you that a tzara is going to be a mutter in the context of Yibum. And this is what the Torah is telling us. That the Tavazik is telling us that you should not take a woman in addition to her sister to make them kilu tzaros. Lo yivel tzarosa. Neither the wife's sister nor her car wife shalob bim kamalea. Outside the setting of alea, outside the ibum context of alea, which is in the context of ibum. Of a makam alea, in the context of ibum, shtayin mutarosa. The wife and the tzar are going to be permitted in the case of ibum. And Ravashi is suggesting that we should learn from over here. But yishalach osel litzur at when you come to chavaleh vechaleh, specifically, specifically outside the context of ibum. So that's the Rav Kahana response. Im kein legalis ervas erva dechada hechim mishkachala. How you would find a case where that legalis erva is only referring to one of them? According to you, legalis erva, you're saying is usher and also gets. According to Rashi's understanding, no such situation would ever exist. Even makom mitzvah shtein mutaras. Because if according to you, it's a context of mitzvah and yibum, then the tzara is going to the white sister and the tzara. So then the tzara is going to be permitted. Each shall love makom mitzvah shtein asurus. And if it's after the context of the mitzvah, they're all going to be usher. So therefore, there's no case we're going to have just one being mutar and one being usher. The case we gave is that in Achanami, the tzara is taka mutar in a case where she was married to Yisachar, wasn't related to Reuven and Shimon. He dies. They were tzaros. Yet there, that case, if Leah then goes out and marries Reuven, Leah is allowed to marry Shimon. That's an example where the tzara is mutar and the woman herself, obviously the erva would be aser. But in other examples, then it would not be the case. So that would be an answer. So then that was a response to Ravashi. We've just concluded the kashas and Rava. Now we're ready to go back to Kufa. Just go try to run it quickly, but a little bit we'll go further now. But Kufa, Rabbi Omer, Velakach, Velakach, Vyamim, Vamel, Laeser, Taros, Varayas, then that the Arayas themselves are Usher, and the Kowais are also Usher. Midi, Taros, Ksivi, Hacha. Does it say anything about a Kowaif over here? Why, where are we learning anything about a Tzara, the Kowaif from a person? Where did Rabbi even see any allusion to this? Vyo, Taros, Militzra, Nafka. Not only that, Litzror, as the original Limud had on Gimel Mabez, that's where we learn out that Taros Usher. So why does Rabbi need this Drasha? So the Gemara says, no, Litzra Malpik Le'e Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi uses the Joshua of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is teaching you a specific case where you have, if you have three brothers and two of them are married to two sisters, so Reuben wasn't married to anybody, Shimon and Levi were married to two sisters. Shimon and Levi both die. So they're both of them die, so what happens now? They both, Ke'ilu, both, now they're both sisters are approaching Reuben and are subject to the lachas of either Yibam or Chalitza. Since there's a zika between Reuben and both sisters now, between Rachel and Leah, are married to Shimon and Levi. So now we say that the zika tells us that at the end of the day, they're both usher to do Yibam. But since we're not, it's not a full-fledged thing, so the Midir Rabbanon require them to do Chalitza. That was the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon says no. He holds that both of them are completely exempt from both Yibam and Chalitza. According to Wisdom Zimba, Isha Lachosa Lotzikach Litzror, Rabbi Shimon is teaching us that there were two sisters or potential tzaros. Both of them fell before the man before Yibam. You're not allowed to take either of them, and that's Midoraisa, and you don't even do Chalitza either. So the Gemara says, so this is teaching you the case of Rabbi Shimon that, we have to learn that Kohais are going to be, like based on Rabbi Shimon. Tzara Hachaksiv. So nevertheless, in anything that the Kohais were written before, but what are we learning out? The Mitzvah of Yibum. The Gemara answers, this is what Rabbi meant to say. Im Kain. If the case that the Pasuk is setting forth the Mitzvah of Yibum, Lema Krav Velakach, Achuzet Velakach, Mai Ulakcha, and you take her, which is telling you, Kol Echa Deika Trei Lekuchen, where there are two choices of taking a wife, that the Kohais fall before Yavam, and both of them are permitted to him. De'i by Nasiv Ivy, by Nasiv Ivy is able to marry. This one is able to marry that one. Sharia, each of them is going to be permitted. Ve'ilah, if he's not able to take whichever one he wants, being a case where you have two sisters coming before him, even though from two different brothers, Tarbayas to you and Rabbi. We're going to learn that both of them are going to be forbidden to him. But Lacha is teaching you that they're both forbidden to him. Yibama and Yibama teaches you, Bakum Yibam hu de'asir etzara. Now only in the case of Yibam is the Kohaif going to be Asir. Shlomo Makim Shara etzara. And outside of the context of Yibam, the Kohaif is going to be permitted. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Rabbanan, clarifying the sheet of the Rabbanan. Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's staff.